The latest election news now. Again, I'd just like to remind our viewers the breaking news that we're getting right now. The Guardian Council, finally, the news is out, has approved 8 candidates to run in the presidential race. We will give you their names as soon as we get them and as soon as we have our correspondent Gilsoumij Ahmadi with us. She's going to, of course, tell us more about those who have been approved and those who've been disqualified. But now in Iran, religious figures and Qom seminary scholars have called on presidential hopefuls to adhere to the law when the Guardian Council releases the names of approved candidates for the June 14th vote. What's happened right now? Ayatollah Sayyid Muhammad Ali Alavi Gorgani says those who respect the law and the constitution are in fact protecting the dignity of the Islamic Republic before the watchful eyes of the international community. Similarly, Ayatollah Abdullah Javadi Amouli said Iran's enemies have invested heavily in the upcoming election and they are determined to discourage the public's turnout. He said they'll do everything at their disposal to undermine the integrity of the vote. The religious figures are urging all presidential hopefuls to put aside their differences to pave the way for an epic turnout in the upcoming presidential and city council elections. They argue those who fail to do so will motivate the enemies to slap more sanctions on Iran. A number of Iranian lawmakers and religious scholars have called on the country's constitutional supervisory body not to approve former President Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani's candidacy for the June presidential election. 115 members of parliament have asked the Guardian Council to exclude Hashemi Rafsanjani from the list of candidates approved to stand in the race. They've also called on the council not to give in to pressure and complete the candidate's vetting process according to law. A number of Qom seminary scholars and students have made similar pleas. Meanwhile, Hashemi Rafsanjani's office issued a statement reacting to what it's called a smear campaign. It says Hashemi Rafsanjani has been a revolutionary figure for 6 decades. He is currently the head of the State Expediency Council, which arbitrates between Parliament and the Guardian Council. Presidential hopeful Mohsen Rezaei says he signed up for the June 14 election out of concern for Iran's economic situation. Rezaei says the sorry state of affairs in the Iranian economy is a serious problem that's been born out of poor management skills and mismanagement of resources. The Secretary of the State Expediency Council has also criticized the current administration for not making good on its economic promises. He pledged to attach special importance to public welfare should he win the race. And now Press TV's Gilsoumij Ahmadi is here in the studio with me to give us all the latest information. Gilsoumij, as ever, good to see you. The breaking news, tell us what else do you know. 8 candidates approved. Yes. Who has been disqualified?
Well, exactly. This is the breaking news today. And actually, we found out only a couple of minutes ago when we got the confirmation from the Guardian Council. We were in contact with them all day to make sure that we will get the latest regarding this issue. Yeah. As you know, this has been a much anticipated list. We have 8 people only out of those nearly 700 people who had initially registered. There is Mr. Ali Akbar Velayati, who is a former foreign minister, and at the moment he is senior advisor to leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, and a member of the Coalition of Three, the leading principalist coalition group, which also include Ghulam Ali Haddad Adil, who used to be parliament speaker, now he's a member of the parliament, and also Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf, Tehran mayor. You can see the pictures of those who have been approved right behind me. And there's also Mohsen Rezaei, who is running as an independent. There is Saeed Jalili, who is Iran's top negotiator, and that's the face of Iran, actually, in the talks with the P5 plus one. Now, on the reformist side, we have Mohammad Reza Aref, who used to serve in President Khatami's administration. There is Hassan Rouhani, who used to be Iran's top nuclear negotiator. Now he's a member of the Expediency Council. And Mohammad Gharzi, who is also a former minister. He served as Minister of Oil and Minister of Communication. So these are the 8 people that we have right now. The pictures are right behind me. And, well, this is the big news and the news that everyone was waiting. The political lineup right now, Homa, is pretty much clear.
So that makes Hashemi Rafsanjani and Mr. Mashayi, two
out
of the prominent
list.
Political figures
well,
who've been
disqualified. Well, yes, these are the
people
that the spotlight was on, and there was lots of talk about them and whether they were going to be approved or considered qualified to become Iran's next president. And as we will go through the headlines today, I will tell you more about these two people and the other candidates who have been disqualified, like Mohammad Shariat Madari or the other people that we know were on this list. And of course, we were really not sure that they wouldn't be on the final list that the Guardian Council
was going to. Take a look at the headlines then.
Of course, yes. First, this time I would like to start with a couple of websites. Let's begin with Resalat newspaper, since they were the first to announce the news, and they were quite up to date and quick in reacting towards this. So as you can see, we have the pictures of the eight presidential hopefuls, now presidential candidates, who are considered qualified to run. And well, Resalat newspaper was the first to actually announce that these people are on the final list of the Guardian Council. The next newspaper I'd like you to take a look at actually is Sharq. As you can see, there is an article here about Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani, and there is a quotation from Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani saying that he is capable of running the country. There were lots of talks from exactly about what you were mentioning, the reasons why he was disqualified. There were lots of talks. It had nothing to do with the letters from parliamentary members demanding the Guardian Council to disqualify him or not. Basically, the reason the Guardian Council has been talking about, we don't know whether this is the reason why he was disqualified or not, but according to speculations and the articles that we've read in newspapers, it's basically the issue of age. And the fact that the president needs to be young enough to take care of
it. Something about the physical ability, right?
Yes, exactly. So this is the reason most probably why he was disqualified from the race. The next newspaper I'd like you to take a look at is, as you can see on the screen right now, yes, there's Jama Jam.
Yes.
And, well, here we have the main article about adhering to the law and abiding by the law. Now, this is a very important issue right now, and everyone's talking about this. If anyone has any complaints regarding the whole vetting process, and if they are unhappy because they've been disqualified from running as presidential candidates, they need to adhere to the law, abide by the law, and go through the legal means to find out why they were not on that final list.
So they can legally complain?
Well, actually, let me tell you what's going to happen right now. The list has been sent to the Interior Ministry. The Interior Ministry has 48 hours to publicly announce the final list of the candidates. And in this 48 hours, we know that the Interior Ministry is planning to have one-on-one interviews with the presidential candidates and tell them about the do's and don'ts of the election. As I've told you before, and last night also we talked about this, there have been a couple of changes regarding the way they should be campaigning, and they need to know what the law is and the changes that have been made to the election law. You remember a couple of months ago there was heated debates in the parliament about the new law and those executive boards that are now supervising the election. So it's not just the Interior Ministry right now which is in charge of the election, the supervisory board, which also include members of the judiciary and the parliament, and members actually people who are trusted by the Iranian public are also supervising the election. So there are quite some different, you know, a little bit of differences considering the way the elections are going to be run. And basically, these are the do's and don'ts the Interior Ministry will be talking to the candidates about. And after 48 hours, or maybe sooner, depending on the Interior Ministry's decision, the final list will be publicly announced and campaigning will begin. So I would like to have a quick look at the headlines that we had today. Well, today was actually a very big day. Everyone was waiting for this list until a couple of minutes ago. And, you know, it was quite an anticipated list. But anyways, the issue which was raised by Vatan Imruz, which is a principalist newspaper, is that the candidates need to be physically healthy. So that's again the issue of age. Yeah. Most
I guess you have to be really bit quick about this because we're running out of time, Gisu. Yeah. So we have to, of course, wait and see from this stage on, you know, the coalition of three you mentioned there, the main principalist group, whether it's going to come up with a front runner and how, as you said, the reformists are going to be pitted against the principalists. I leave this discussion for our tomorrow talk to, if you want.
But quickly. I talked to Mr. Haddada Adel today, who is a member of the Coalition of Three. They said that all three of them will be campaigning they will be making their final decision based on opinion polls to find out which of them could be the front runner.
So I guess we'll find that out maybe in a couple of days or so. Thank you very much, Gisu Mishahmad, your correspondent with us here in the studio with all the latest election news. Don't forget, everyone, you can find all the latest election news by logging on to our website. The address is, as always, presstv.ir. You can find a special section devoted to the presidential vote. Press TV has been and will be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures and useful information about Iran's election process as well. So again, breaking news, 8 candidates approved. You will, of course, find more information about the names of those who've been approved and the names who've been disqualified by clicking on to our website, presstv.ir.